I'm Barbara Klein with the VOA Special English Development Report. Thousands of tons of emergency food aid is on its way to Niger. That country faces the greatest need in what the World Food Program calls a severe hungry season in West Africa. The crisis is the result of a combination of dry weather, civil conflict, and the worst invasion of locusts in 15 years. The World Food Program says 2.5 million people in Niger need help. Last week, the United Nations agency announced flights out of Italy and Ivory Coast to bring tons of food to Niamey, the capital. Also, food is arriving by ship in ports in Togo, Ghana, and Benin, and being sent to Niger by truck. Niger is one of the world's poorest countries. About 80% of its people depend on farming and raising cattle. But only 15% of the land is good for farming. Now, the insect invasion has destroyed crops and cattle grasslands. The World Food Program has expanded its feeding operation in Niger to more than 1 million people, three times the number as before. The agency says it warned as early as last November about the growing need for aid, but it says such warnings failed to bring an international reaction until recently. Recent findings show that about 3% of children under age 5 in Niger and Mali suffer from severe malnutrition. In some areas, the rate is 6%. The World Food Program says it urgently needs millions of dollars to prevent starvation in West Africa. The agency has appealed for $16 million in aid for Niger. On July 26th, the United States announced almost $7 million in additional emergency food aid for Niger. The Agency for International Development says about 1 million of it will go to feed mothers and children in the worst affected areas. Locusts and a lack of rain have also ruined crops in Mali and Mauritania. The World Food Program says locusts invaded all of Mauritania's agricultural lands. In Chad, the agency is feeding almost 200,000 refugees from the violence in Darfur in western Sudan. Civil war in Ivory Coast and a political crisis in Togo have also created hungry refugees. And people are struggling to overcome the effects of conflict in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss. Our reports are on the web at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Barbara Klein.